This is 91.3 WLRN and HD1, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and the Palm Beaches. 91.5 WKWM and HD1, Marathon, Key West. And live on the internet at WLRN.org.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Night Train. It is Sunday, the 12th of January, 2014. Ted Grossman with you. And tonight, we're all going to head in the music room. Jazz critic, writer, blues writer. I got a whole biography in front of me. We'll let you tell him. Bob Weinberg is with us tonight. Bob was with us about 4 months ago, I think, during Labor Day weekend with our friend Ed Bell. Is that correct?
That's right.
And you are with us again. So let's get it started. Just tell us now, blues, give us the whole spiel now. Go ahead,
okay.
Go through.
I'm the reviews editor at Jazz's Magazine and an editor and writer for Jazz and Blues Florida.
This is, of course, all on the internet, correct?
Jazz and Blues Florida is exclusively on the internet, but Jazz is a print magazine with an online presence.
And I understand you get started right away and you don't like it, but... And I don't know why, because today everybody has it. You're actually a blogger.
No, I don't think it's actually a blog, but...
It doesn't have to be where you're spreading gossip. It's you're only... The things that are only online, these reporters are bloggers.
Yeah, I guess that would be the designation.
Yeah, so that way we know right away you're online.
Right.
And so forth. So you brought a batch of things in, and I brought a batch of things in, and we have... Jazz, and we have blues, and we have all kinds of stuff tonight, right?
Absolutely.
And we will get started here on the Night Train. Ted with you, Bob Weinberg. Good night. Chatting about blues and jazz, our favorite subject. You're invited. Grab a drink and come on in the room. Well, that's what you're in for tonight. How about that? The Old Organ Grinder Swing. Bob, your selection. Tell us about it.
Well, this is from a brand new record by tenor saxophonist Craig Handy.
You do mean CD.
Yes, that's right.
No, they call them records, but I differentiate it because I tell people when I'm playing LPs.
Oh, I see.
So this
I
is
see.
A disc.
It's a CD. That's
it's
that's
a disc,
correct.
Yes.
A recording, I guess, yes. would be correct.
It's good.
Craig Handy, a wonderful saxophonist, and the title of the recording is Craig Handy at Second Line Smith. And basically, what Handy has done is he's sort of taking a New Orleans second line approach to the music that's generally associated with Jimmy Smith, the great Hammond B3 organ player. And here, the part of Jimmy Smith is being played by Kyle Kohler on the B3, Matt Chertkoff, excuse me, on guitar. There's also some wonderful New Orleans rhythm sections here, but this one, this cut in particular, had Jason Marsalis, of course, from the first family of jazz of New Orleans on the drums.
Is he related to John Handy, this guy?
You know, I don't know. That would be something good to find out, or W.C. Handy, for that matter.
No, because I think they have a little later with something with John Handy. I want to clarify something, so we started the show so people don't get confused. You do... The blues, okay, you're online with which?
Okay, Jazz and Blues Florida is
and that
an
is
online
a,
publication.
It's just like if you read a magazine, it gives reviews and so forth, and you write.
That's correct. We do interviews with artists who are coming to Florida in both jazz and blues.
And all people have to do is gargle it up, right?
That's right.
And how do they do that?
Well, you can go on your computing machine to jazzbluesflorida.com, all
okay.
one word.
And they'll read you. And then you're the editor of which?
Well, I edit that magazine as well as write about 50% of the copy.
And then the other is printed, right?
The other is a print magazine called Jazz Is, and we've just celebrated our 30th anniversary in print.
Where is it available?
Well, at this moment, I don't know that it's available except outside of subscriptions. I don't think it's... But you can go... There's a club in Boca Raton. If you go to the club, you can...
But can you go online and find out about getting subscriptions and everything?
Oh, absolutely.
So that would be what?
That would be jazziz.com, and
okay.
and that's J-A-Z-Z-I-Z.
So you're writing and reviewing all day long for both these.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And whoever else will have me on occasion, that's the Miami Herald or the Sun Sentinel.
Not too often. They don't care about that stuff. Let's be honest. Come on. I don't want to ruin a gig for you. See, what they'll do is if a big name comes in, they'll do an article before they come in, but they never review the show and write the review.
Well, you know, I think recently they've done some due diligence with hiring Fernando Gonzalez, who's a collaborator of mine at Jazz Is. He just wrote something, a very nice piece on Kenny Garrett, who was here over the weekend. The saxophonist Kenny Garrett, and he did something. He's covering jazz for the Herald for the most part, and every once in a while they'll throw me a bone.
What does he know about jazz?
Oh, Fernando, he's an incredible jazz scholar. You know, he's very well versed.
Keep my eye open for the articles. I'll hold my breath. So we're gonna play jazz today. We're gonna play a lot of blues. Now, you know, a lot of young people like blues. When I say young, I'm talking about people, 20s, 30s, 40s. But to them, blues is only the Delta blues type of sound. The cradle of the blues is from the Delta, the Mississippi area, and then it went up the river to the different portions of the South. And it's really almost like good country music, which is sort of an oxymoron, you know. But I'm saying, meaning C&W, not the actual folk music. But... So I brought in things that are not Delta blues, but still blues. Everything I have just about is blues-oriented for you. And also, we'll touch on the jazz calendar. And most of the things will be towards the blues vein that I did with the people we're going to mention.
Sure.
So that's what we have lined up for you tonight. We're just sharing recordings and saying, hey, you got to listen to this and that. And we can tell you right now in Key West, I always tell people around the country now, listen up to this. And because they listen on the internet. On Key West, in Key West, Florida, the most southern point of the continental U.S., mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers after midnight. The lows are near 70. That's above. Winds northeast 10 to 15 miles per hour with a chance of rain at 10%. And here in Miami, we have mostly clear, lows in the 60s, winds 5 to 10. It's 72 and mostly clear in Key West, 72 and partly cloudy in Miami, 71 in Fort Lauderdale, and 70 degrees in West Palm Beach.
Well, all right, well, okay, well, you win. I'm in love with you. Well, all right, okay, well, you win. Oh, baby, what can I do? I'll do anything you say, and it's just got to be that way. Well, all right, okay, you win. I'm in love with you. Well, all right, okay, you win. Oh, baby, me and you, anything you say, I'll do, as long as it's me and you. But the first thing in the morning, you've got to wake me with a kiss. You got to make up for all the loving you have made me miss. Well, all right, well, okay, well, you win. I'm in love with you. Well, all right, well, okay, well, you win. Oh, baby, what can I do? Anything you do, I'll say, it's just got to be that way. Okay, well, you win. What are you waiting for? Well, all right, well, okay, well, you win. Oh, baby, one thing more. If I'm going to be your man, pretty baby, let me take your hand. Well, all right, okay, you win, little girl. Well, all right, okay, you win, little girl. I'm gonna be your man. Pretty baby, let me take your hand. All right, okay, you win, girl.
I love those ballads, don't you?
Yeah, Joe Williams, he could sing them. Ballads at any tempo.
You got the lineup there. You got all the information?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that's a classic recording.
Do they give it on that? See, on the LP, well, of course, we looked it up. Do they give you the information on there?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, this, you know, of course, people will recognize this as Count Basie at Newport.
Right.
This was a 50th anniversary a CD recording, and we heard, of course, All Right, Okay, You Win. The great Joe Williams.
One of the big hits for him, as a matter of fact, yes.
Just extraordinary, and I think what's interesting, what interests me anyway, is kind of that confluence of where jazz and blues meet, and I think you hear it very much in Count Basie's music.
So a little early rock and roll would
that's
be.
That's right.
Well, the dates, you have the dates, the personnel.
Sure.
We're here for 4 hours, Bobby. Now, come on.
Oh, you want me to talk, too?
Oh,
okay.
Absolutely.
This was recorded July 7th, 1957. At the Newport Jazz Festival, Free Bonnie Park, excuse me, in Newport, Rhode Island.
Right.
And, of course, we heard the wonderful Count Basie Band with this wonderful all-star lineup. Joe Newman, Thad Jones, Wendell Cutley. Correct me if I'm saying this right.
Reynold Jones.
Those were all the trumpet section. Henry Coker, Benny Powell, Bill Hughes on the trombones, Bill Graham on the alto sax, Marshall Royale, clarinet and alto sax, Frank Foster, the wonderful Frank Foster on tenor, Frank West, who we just lost recently on the tenor sax, Lester Young, we've got on some tracks.
Yeah, he's a guest.
I don't believe he was on that one.
No, he wasn't.
No. Charlie Fawkes, also on the Barry sax.
Freddie Green on guitar, Eddie Jones on bass, and of course the wonderful Sonny Payne on the drums.
That's one of the recordings where he does extended rendition of 1 o'clock Jump. You know, usually you just hear in the beginning when he comes in on a show and at the end, but there he did it for, I think, was it about 4 minutes, 5 minutes?
Let's see.
1 o'clock. There's a long rendition.
Yeah, 9 minutes. Nine and a half minutes.
It's terrific.
Yeah, with Lester and all the all the guys coming back.
And by the way, the number you played was Shake, Rattle, and Roll? No, it wasn't. It was All Right, Okay, You Win.
Okay, You Win, yeah.
You know who also had a hit of that at the same time? Peggy Lee.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
I believe, wasn't it? Shake, Rattle, and Roll was Big Joe Turner.
Yeah.
So that's. Well, who are we going to hear later, by the way? Just to tease you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got some in my collection here, too.
Very good. Let's get more to the calendar here. Little blues. It's from a Boogie Woogie Band. Okay, the 17th of January shows up on the calendar this week, 1940, for Columbia. You told me that, right? And it was Will Bradley and Ray McKinley's band. Will Bradley had the front of the band, but they were partners. And don't you like clever names for tunes?
Absolutely.
Like, you know, Johnny Mercer wrote a tune called I Met My Sugar in Salt Lake City. Or I lost my sugar. I'm blue turning gray over you.
Oh,
you
know, yeah. That's Fats Waller.
That's Fats. Yeah. This is called Celery Stalks at Midnight. Big hit for this band. And I'll tell you, now that wasn't blues, but we're going to play always blues, but I'll tell you, it was really a boogie-woogie band. Very few bands were all, it was mainly all boogie-woogie. But in the band, Steve Lipkins, Joe Weedman, Herbie Dell on trumpets, Will Bradley, he was named Switchenberger, really, but Will Bradley, and that was his trombone, of course. Will Bradley, Bill Cordy, and Jim Emmert, trombones. With Artie Mendelson, Joe Huffman, Peanuts Hucko is in this band. Sam Shishel, all on reeds. With Freddie Slack on piano, and he did the arranging. Bill Balfour, guitar, and Del Kaplan on the string bass. McKinley is the drummer, and he did that little cute thing at the end. They had big hits like Beat Me Daddy, Eight to the Bar.
Yeah, Freddie Slack, he had some novelty R&B hits.
Ray McKinley, everything was Beat Me Daddy, Bounce Me Baby with a solid four. They did everything with Boogie Woogie.
Yeah.
And Freddie Slack was one of the few white men that was known for Boogie Woogie.
Yeah, until you told me, I didn't realize he was white.
These bands weren't integrated. He didn't integrate, I don't think, here. So Freddie Slack then went on his own and had hits with Ella Mae Morse like Cow Cow Boogie. But he also recorded for Decca with some of the famous. Here's a tune from the 17th of July, 1941, New York City. And it shows that Slack was also a very good blues player. And he took from his big band, made a trio, for the recordings. Decca always mixed and matched their artists. You didn't have contracts like today. It would take millions to get this guy. They had all their artists go together. You could find Danny Kasing with the Andrews Sisters and the Ink Spots with Ella Fitzgerald, everybody that was on the label. So he has out of his band, he's on piano, Al Hendrickson guitar, and Judd DeNaught on bass, no drums. This is 1941. Listen.
When the sun rose this morning, I would lay down in all my clothes. I didn't have no one to love me, and I had no place to go. Now if you don't want me, baby, why don't you tell me so? Yes, if you don't want me, why don't you tell me so? I'll pack my trunk and down the road I'll go. Bless your heart, baby, you know I'm in love with you. Bless your heart, baby, you know I'm in love with you. Now I know, baby, that's why you treat me like you do. If you love me, baby, I'll always be nice and kind. If you love me, baby, I'll always be nice and kind. But the way you treat me, I think I'm gonna get you off my mind. Sail on, little girl, sail on. Sail on, little girl, sail on. Say you'll be sailing after the days I'm gone. Used to be.
baby girl, yes, I'm leaving you in the morning, leaving on that streamlined train. Only thing I can tell you, get your mind off of that train. Trains over New York, half past 4 hours. Crosswalk that morning, I was banging on my baby's door. She's coming, loving daddy. Well, it done been so long. In Chicago, mama, in Chicago, in Chicago. I ain't had my second loving since my streamline been gone. That morning, I'm trying to get it fixed. She says, now come in, loving daddy. Baby, done been so long. In Chicago, baby, in Chicago. I ain't had my back loving since my streamline's been gone. I'm going out west tomorrow. I'm going to marry an Indian squaw. Stay with them Indian cheese. Be my father-in-law, baby. I'm leaving you in the morning. On that streamlined train. Only thing I get to do, get your mind off of that man.
Yeah, you got to love those waltzes, huh? Well, when I started with Freddie Slack, that was, of course, Big Joe Turner shouting the blues. I think it was called, what was it, Rising? It was called Sunrise and Blues, 1941, with the trio, and Slack playing blues, not boogie. So you decided to hit us with some boogie-woogie.
Yeah, that's right. Came back with some Cripple Clarence Lofton, and that was Streamline Train from 1938 or 39. The discography is a little uncertain on that one, but Clarence Lofton was, of course, a tremendous thundering piano player, originally from Tennessee, but made his name in Chicago, of course, where they had all the phenomenal blues piano players.
And then I came back with a V-disc recording. And, of course, for those who we talk about it all the time, but if you don't know what V-discs were, during World War II, it was Churchill who first showed the V sign, the two fingers. Everything became victory. And everybody on both sides of the pond used it. You grew victory gardens to grow your own vegetables. V-mail, which was something. I still have... I have some V-mail that friends of my parents sent, which went through the military. When you were in, they would read it, censor it, and take photocopy it, and 8.5 and 11 became like 4x4, and you got pages in V-mail. So V-disc were special recordings made just for Armed Forces Radio, Armed Forces Services. They would send 30 or 40 out to all Armed Forces establishments, Armed Forces Radio Service, in the field of combat with needles, a lot of needles, because they would wear out.
Yeah, and you had to change it, right, from the 78 to the 33.
Well, they didn't have 33 to 30, except for the transcriptions. It was specially for Armed Forces. The public never knew about this, or radio, or 33 and a third. But some of these discs were much bigger, and these artists, what happened was they could get together either with their own group. And throughout the history, if you look at some of the items, they would get together with other musicians they couldn't play with in public because they were all on different record labels.
And of different races as well, as you were telling me during the break.
So here, this, of course, was, what can you say? I mean, Lionel Hampton, Screaming Boogie, he calls it.
It's fitting.
5 minutes and 43 seconds. And you notice towards the end, they're doing the triplet right out from the 2 o'clock jump. It was just famous. But this is just great stuff. They just, you know, he would wing all this stuff. I'm sure he had laid down a few chords. And you're going to recognize some of the names, but some of these names wind up with Basie. Wendell Cully, Joe Morris, Dave Page, Lamar Wright Jr., and Snooky Young on trumpets. Fred Beckett, Alan Durham, and Luther Graven, Al Hayes, and Andrew Penn. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 trombones. No. Herbie Fields, he did the clarinet solo. Gus Evans on alto. Arnett Cobb was in there on tenor. Okay. We heard him with Fred Simon and Charlie Foulkes on baritone. Charlie Foulkes spent years with
Basie.
With Hampton.
Yeah.
Left, and then later on, the rest of his life, he played with Basie.
Yeah.
And very few solos in the baritone section. We got Milt Buckner on piano, who was a great pianist. And he wrote, I don't know how to describe it, they call it the lock hand style of playing. You know? Milt Buckner. Billy Mackle, who was with on guitar to the end with Hampton, but that means into the 80s. Charlie Harris, Ted Sinclair on bass, Fred Ratcliffe on drums, Hampton on vibes, and partying and the whole thing, you know, yelling and screaming. January 22nd, 1945.
Yeah, it's great. I still my leg won't stop shaking.
Well,
just
we
fantastic.
Feature this. I got it from overseas. Two CDs. It's like 4 or 5 hours of just, some is trios, some is smaller, less time, big time. And don't forget, the V-Disc program also sent out talking records, classical music. Every week went 30 or 40 discs or more out. Every week, boxes.
Yeah. A question for you. This was also during the record shortage, during the 40s.
They did use shellac. What happened was, you know, there was a shortage all around because the old type of records needed shellac. But for the services, whatever they could get.
Sure.
You know, women had to turn in their nylons. You know, it was really. And they had, ration cards for food and gas.
And scrap drives.
And a lot of people whose family are very wealthy today stemmed from the war years when there's black market.
Right.
The truth.
Yeah.
It is the Emmys. Okay. So there you have it. And we're going to hear more. We're going to hear a little more from that later on. Okay. Bob Weinberg's with us. Ted Gorsman with you on Night Train on WLRN.
Now you got plenty of time and you don't know where to go. You're sticking, but man, what you gonna do with your dough? Now you like to be those characters who are supposed to be your friends, huh? Man, I know you like to lush yourself to all ends, but you find you're alone and blue, and you feel as though the world's gonna fall down on top of you. Then it comes to you all of a sudden in a flash, and you fall on down to a fine groovy little stash where the lights are low, a mellow red. And the perfume incense just goes to your head. You look around and you try to pick a really in there solid chick. She offers you some mellow wine. And man, you just begin to feel so fine. When Jack, you get with some of that stuff, it makes you fly into a rage. And you reach that out of the world, mellow stage, mellow stage. Next thing you know, you find yourself back home again. Man, you don't know how you got there, and I'm hip, you don't know when. Well, you're facing reality now. And you're in the same beat groove. Try to get up. Fine, you just can't move. Suddenly the doorbell rings, and into the room your square chick swings. Get up, honey, it's getting awful late. Don't you remember we have a date? Now I say this chick is really in there. Well, man, you'd even love her if she wasn't such a square. But what's the use? Man, you just can't pitch a ball. Why, Jack, she don't go for that hip groove at all. So later on you'll cut out and get so freakish high, 'cause you know you're gonna be that way until the day you die.
Thank you. someone do that, boy. What I need is some money. I need a raise in salary or something. You know, I'm the one who made mush mouth. And since I made mush mouth, well, every time it comes to money, you ain't got nothing but the hush mouth. Now, if I have me some money, I can get me a Cadillac car and all the pretty girls in the world. What I need, buddy, is some money. I need some money, buddy. Some money is what I need. If I get that, I can get anything I want. Some money. Money is what I need. That's what I want, buddy. Some money. Money.
I'm WLRN America's editor, Tim Padgett. Whether it's markets in Brazil, Marxist in Cuba, or music in Mexico, it's important to understand South Florida's connection to Latin America and the Caribbean. For business, politics, and culture from Tijuana to Tierra del Fuego, listen Wednesday for the Latin America Report, made possible by Espirito Santo Bank and Morrison, Brown, Argies, and Farah, certified public accountants and advisors.
All right, I started you off with Harry the Hipster Gibson, which once you'd heard the name, you were familiar with him, huh?
That's right. Yeah, who put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine?
Yeah,
that's the one I know.
You know, he came out where a lot of the black jazz performers in the 40s and 30s, they printed their own hip talk definitions. You know, Cab Calloway, for people to mail in, I guess they did it to see how many would had a booklet of all the expressions. And he has it here, and he does it with the drug world, a lot of it. Here. But, you know, it's very hip stuff. And when we think about it, that it was recorded, we heard the Hipster's Blues Opus 7.5. And it was recorded at the Muzak Studios in New York City, the 21st of April, 1944, mind you. Harry Gibson on piano and vocal with John Simmons on bass and Big Sid Catlett on drums. Then you came in with...
And we heard Pretty Girl, A Cadillac, and Some Money by Buddy and Ella Johnson band.
Well, it's by Buddy. Yeah, did she sing in that?
No, she doesn't sing.
Actually, it's not her. It's Buddy Johnson.
Yeah, the vocal in this one was actually provided by Ricky Harper, and then the guys kind of sing on the chorus, but that's a real fun one. And I remember some local blues bands here in South Florida, one in particular with my friend Stan Street, used to do that one pretty religiously. And Stan's going to be back in town at the Coral Gables Blues Fest, which is coming up shortly.
And, of course, people can keep up with that if they go online to your...
That's right. If they go to jazzbluesflorida.com, you'll read all about
it. I should do that myself.
Please do.
So what can you tell me about Buddy Johnson?
What can I tell you about Buddy Johnson?
What do you know about Buddy Johnson?
Probably not as much as you, Ted.
No, I mean, you brought it in. But, it's funny. Yeah. I'm going to tell you why. This happened. We never talk about what we're bringing in together, right?
Yeah,
I'm saying this for all the years I'm on radio. Yeah. I know who's coming on as guest. You're not bringing Lawrence Welk. So I don't want to know about it. We want to hear it. And then I bring a batch, you bring a batch.
Sure.
So Buddy Johnson, what do you know about Buddy Johnson?
Well, I love the material. I know it was recorded. These in particular were recorded for the Mercury label. Yeah. And this would have been in 54. And they just had some really fun music. It's kind of a precursor to rock and roll.
That's right.
And you've got just some really fun
He was a big band, just as Louis Jordan in the Timpani Five. It was R&B and a stepping stone towards early rock and the change of getting away from jazz. He was on Decca originally, and he had Arthur Price, like at 17 years old, selling a million records.
Wow.
And his sister Ella, who's terrible. And then he went to Mercury. So then I played an instrumental. Did you know what I played?
I don't recall. What was it?
Take a look at this.
Got to put my glasses
back on. It's an LP. I'm holding up.
Oh, Buddy Johnson. There you
Buddy
go.
Buddy Johnson is auction. It's entitled Rock and Roll. It was originally on Mercury. This is from Denmark, Copenhagen, reissued called The Official Record Company. And we heard a tune. Oh, by the way, did we mention anybody in the band that you had there? Does it give any?
Yeah, we do.
Do we recognize any names?
Personnel. I did not. Perhaps you might. But we had Frank Royal, Andrew Wood, Willis Nelson on the trumpets, Julius Watson, Steve Pulliam on the trombones, Harold Giesel Minerve on the alto sax, Dave Van Dyke, Purvis Henson on the tenors, Teddy Cherokee Conyers on bass, Lord Westbrook on guitar, Buddy Johnson, of course, on the piano, Leon Spann on bass, Emmanuel Sims on the drums, and as we mentioned before, the vocal was provided by, Ricky Harper.
See, a lot of these people stayed in the, with R&B, which is mainly a black market recording session, entertainment, and we wouldn't know of them unless we really... How many white people followed that those years?
Right.
Now we have crossover. There's no segregation of the music, you know.
But, yeah. They kind of coined that term, R&B, sort of a replacement for race records, which was its
precursor. Well, the race records, that's another story. But And I wonder, you said Royal, the name in the trumpet section.
Right, right.
I wonder if he's related to Ernie Royal and Marshall Royal.
Entirely possible. Okay. I don't know Frank Royal.
My recording was done on Mercury, December 21, 1955. And it had Ella Johnson, Floyd, there was no vocals with this one. Gil Askey, Ray Orr, Andrew Wood, and Willis Nelson on trumpets. Ed Burke, Slide Hampton. You always get a name you find.
Right.
Slide Hampton, Haleem Rashid. It's very interesting. In the late 40s and early 50s, you'll see once in a while a Muslim name come into change. Yeah. Not as popular as today with the changeover. On trombones, Giesel Minerve, Teddy Smalls on alto, Johnny Burdine and Purvis Henson on tenor, Max Lucas on baritone sax. Buddy Johnson played piano. Chauncey Lord Westbrook on guitar. Les Spann, very famous, on bass. Right. And Emmanuel Sims on drums. So there it is. I brought Buddy in. You brought Buddy in.
Yeah, we had some overlap because that would have been about a year.
It was
difference.
Great not to do it without Ella Johnson singing. And you know what her big hit was? He wrote for her? Since I Fell for You.
Oh, that's right. Sure.
And then it went mainstream when I think Sinatra recorded it in his very first, when he went over to Capitol in his LP, I think the first or one of the few. Then it became very big.
Yeah.
But that was her tune. Not so hot, though. I mean, I hate to not.
Well, she had some charm, but you're right, limited instrument,
yes, but on record you don't see that charm.
She wasn't Dinah.
No, not many people were. Let's take our hourly break. Back more. Bob Weinberg with us, Ted Grossman and you. A Night Train, and so far it's been a lot of blues. Hope you're enjoying.